Caitlin received her master's degree in public health in December of 2013 from Thomas Jefferson University School of Population Health in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. She works as a research specialist for the Department of Family and Community Medicine at Thomas Jefferson University, where she's involved in planning, implementing, analyzing, and evaluating several community-based research projects, primarily in underserved communities. She recently moved to Boston, where she plans to continue her career in public health. And Caitlin, this morning, will be presenting Teens for Good, Positive Youth Development Through Urban Community Gardening. Please join me in welcoming Caitlin.
All right, good morning, everyone. So my name is Caitlin Hurley. This project was actually something I did as part of my MPH capstone work at Thomas Jefferson University. So it was a research project I did exploring positive youth development through urban community gardening and specifically partnering with the Teens for Good program in Philadelphia. So just to quickly orient you to today's presentation, I'll go over our learning objectives and some background really quickly, and then I'll tell you a little bit about the Teens for Good program, our research study, and then finally some time at the end, hopefully, for discussion. So first here today, I'm hoping to describe an urban community garden program that's promoting the health of youth and stimulating positive change in families and communities through youth leadership development, employment, and social entrepreneurship, and then analyzing this program that simultaneously addresses positive development in at-risk youth and food insecurity in underserved communities. So just to give you some background, some of the things that sparked Teens for Good. This is showing a graph of food insecurity in the U.S. Technically, 85% of U.S. households are considered food secure in 2013, but if we look at the graph, we can see the prevalence of food insecurity has really been on the rise over the last several years. And we know that many urban communities characterized by income inequality and racial segregation have really not adequate access to fresh fruits and vegetables. Similarly, youth that grow up in poor, underserved communities are at a risk for a variety of negative outcomes. And positive youth development is really this idea that leadership and skill-building opportunities allow for fewer behavioral problems in our youth and also more successful transitions into adulthood. Many people are familiar with the 4-H programs, showing that positive youth development and these really leadership and skill-building opportunities lead to better social and behavioral outcomes in youth, and also a lot of teens engaged in 4-H tend to have better graduation rates. So if we consider the city of brotherly love, poorest of the 10 largest cities in the U.S., it actually has the second lowest number of supermarkets per capita, and only 6 in 10 Philadelphia teens graduate high school on time, so that's compared to a national average of about 8 out of 10 high school teens. So there is certainly, as I like to look at it, a lot of opportunity in Philadelphia. And that takes us to Teens for Good. This is a youth-led food production and nutrition business where youth learn how to transform vacant lots into urban farms. They're increasing access to affordable, healthy food to people in need, but also through these experiences, they're becoming healthy and responsible adults and leaders who give back to their community. Teens for Good was founded in 2005. It's managed by the Federation of Neighborhood Centers, which is an organization in Philly that promotes and strengthens multi-service neighborhood-based organizations. Some of the program goals to build what they call 21st century skills among at-risk youth. So these are things like leadership skills, analytical skills, promote healthy behaviors among at-risk youth in their communities, and also increase access to fresh, affordable local produce. As far as funding is concerned, they receive public and private funding, so everything from Aramark and Whole Foods to Department of Human Services and Parks and Rec. Here are some of the objectives they have as they relate to their teen participants. Improve knowledge and attitudes towards nutrition and healthy eating, improving work readiness skills, leadership skills, self-efficacy, and then also supporting participants in graduating from high school and successfully transitioning to post-secondary education. So since 2005, they've built 10 urban farms, six of which they currently manage. They're in eight low-income neighborhoods in Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey. They've engaged over 500 youth, and 95% have graduated from high school, with 88% going on to post-secondary education. And again, that's pretty impressive considering the graduation rate in Philly is about 65%. So for our project, we focus specifically on their summer internship, which is kind of the basis of the program. It is paid. It happens during the summer, 6 weeks. This past summer, they were able to engage 40 interns in the program. There's a specific focus on at-risk youth, so they engage teens from the public high school in Philadelphia who are either at risk for not completing school or dropping out of school due to poor academic performance. And then there's this kind of multifaceted focus on the program. Teens are paid to help plant and harvest produce. They're involved in designing nutrition education materials. And then things like developing marketing materials and managing finances. So it really is youth-led and youth-run. So now I'll transition to tell you a little bit about the study. Again, I did as part of my capstone project. So we were really trying to understand the impact of Teens for Good. We conducted a program evaluation looking first at the impact of the program on our teen participants, specifically looking at nutrition knowledge and healthy eating behaviors, and then also the development of 21st century skills. And then we also wanted to explore how teens participation translated with families in the community. So we looked at things like family nutrition knowledge and healthy eating behaviors, and also perceived community impact. So if you see here on the left, we have a beautiful picture of the community gardens in Philadelphia. You can see they're in South, North, and West Philly. And we had invited all teens who had participated at some point in time in the summer internship to be a part of the study, as well as staff from each of these five community garden sites in Philadelphia. And we also invited the program director to participate in this program evaluation. We chose qualitative research methods because we really kind of wanted to understand the core impact of this program. We did semi-structured interviews with staff and then focus groups, again, with youth participants of the program. We audio recorded all of this, transcribed it, and then coded it. And the coding panel was myself and a few colleagues at Jefferson. And we organized our codes using InVivo 10 qualitative research software. So first I'll share with you some of the results from our staff interviews. So again, we had six staff participate. One from each of the community garden sites in Philadelphia and the program director. On average, they had been with the program about 3.5 years. So we asked them, what kinds of things do you think the teens have learned at Teens for Good? And these were the major themes here on the right, things like professional development skills, so how to develop a PowerPoint or maybe public speaking skills. They talked about work readiness skills and life skills, things like communication. Leadership skills, also how to work in groups, and then finally, things surrounding farming, cooking, and nutrition. So we also asked, without using names, are there any kids you feel you've seen a change in since they've started the program? And I just wanted to share a quote from one of our staff who said, "I had one youth last year who was kind of quiet, did a great job, but the other personalities in the group were a little overwhelming. And this year on my team, he's definitely the leader. Super outgoing, super smart, and sort of leads the way, guiding the rest of the team through a lot of different tasks. Because all of my kids are new this year, and he's the only rollover student." So we heard this a lot from staff, certainly demonstrating leadership, and teens that participated with the program over a number of years kind of assumed this natural leader role within Teens for Good. And we did hear this from the teens as well, and I'll share with you a quote in a little bit. So we also asked the staff, do you think this program has made an impact on teens' families at all? And one of the major themes was that of nutrition. So they talked about how teens bring healthy food home to their family, they cook for their family, and they also encourage their parents to eat healthier. And again, to share a quote from one of our staff members, they said, "Yeah, in a way, some teens, they tell their parents, you've got to eat healthier." Then there's teens that are doing good. Their parents see it and they're like, oh, this is bringing a change. My little boy and girl is growing up. And then they feel as though, dang, let me try to do better for them. So it's like a domino effect. I thought that was really cute to share. But it is really interesting. You know, teens are bringing healthy food home for their parents. They're teaching them how to cook with it. And they're encouraging their parents to eat healthier, which is really exciting to see. We also asked the staff, do you think this program has made an impact on the community? So they talked about food justice, the fact that the program is increasing access to healthy, affordable food. The fact that they're contributing to neighborhood beautification. They also felt that the community was supportive of youth, so community members would walk up to them when they were outside in the gardens and say, you know, we're really excited to see the teens out here. This is a really great program. And then also a lot of discussion surrounding farm stands, so some of the community garden sites do have farm stands, and they felt like that was a really concrete way that they could impact the communities that they were in. And then they also discussed challenges with things like community engagement and building trust in some of the neighborhoods that they were in. So now to switch gears and share with you some of the results from the focus groups we did with teens. We had two focus groups. Our first one, we had four participants. Three of them were returning interns, and in fact, in that focus group, average number of years spent with the program was almost four, so they've been there longer than some of the staff members. And then our second focus group, we did have six interns participate. All were new to the program, so we had some really kind of interesting distinctions when we looked at the answers from our returning interns and then teens that had just been there in their first 6 weeks. So we asked the youth, what kinds of things, if any, have you learned about nutrition and healthy eating? So two of our major themes, they learned about new and different kinds of fruits and vegetables, and they also learned the importance of eating a balanced meal, or as they said, that your plate should be different colors. And actually, 8 out of 10 of our focus group participants identified eating more fruits and vegetables since joining the program. So we also asked them, can you see that Teens for Good has impacted you in any way or made a difference in your life at all? And in the focus group, one of the youth shared, I learned how to communicate with people I don't know. And then feeding off of that, another said, same thing. At first, I was the shy type, but when I started on the farm stand, that helped me to break out of my shell and communicate with the public. And this is a really major theme that we had in the focus groups with the teens. They talked a lot about how this program really brought them out of their comfort zone. Their inner city urban youth who aren't used to being on farms with bugs and things like that. So there was a lot of discussion surrounding the fact that this program was really bringing them out of their comfort zone, also helping them to break out of their shell, as they talked a lot about. And another cross-cutting theme was this idea that the longer teens participated in the program, the greater the impact of the program. So specifically, sustaining participant involvement for a number of years contributed to leadership development, a greater understanding of employee responsibilities, and a sense of ownership over the program. So I'll give you some examples of those. First, looking at leadership, we asked the teens, have you taken on any new leadership roles in school or joined any new clubs since you started the program? And one of our fourth-year interns shared, I feel like I'm more of a leader now. I like to take charge because most of the time at my site, I'm the only one that's been there long. We usually get new people every year. I'm also more of the leader figure in school, whether it be a project or a club, like I'm the head of our National Honor Society. So that was really cool to hear that this teen felt like, again, they were kind of assuming this natural leader role in having been with the program for a number of years and having to teach new interns that came in, and then that this was also translating into leadership development at school. So we asked the youth, do you think you have learned anything about being a good employee? And one of our fourth-year interns shared, being dependable. It's more than not being late. There were so many times I remember people, they were just never there. So I think in reference to a job, you can't keep calling out. You can't say, oh, I'm sick, I'm not coming in today, or I don't feel like it. And just to talk about this a little further, we asked the teens, what do you like least about Teens for Good? And it was really interesting. Our new intern said they didn't like weeding, the bugs, composting, or carrying the wheelbarrow. And then our returning intern said they didn't like when people were late or when someone brought a bad attitude to work. So, again, I think this is really speaking to the importance of kind of sustaining the participation over a number of years. Our youth in our first focus group over on the right really understood the importance of work readiness skills and kind of how all of this translated and affected their business. So we also asked the teens, what do you like best about coming to Teens for Good? And one of our fourth-year interns shared, I like that you never stop doing what you're doing. Even when the growing season is over, there's Teens for Good. They still do so much. You can come to the office and see your supervisor or see your site manager, so you never feel disconnected from it. That's what I really like. I think this is really speaking to how well this program is engaging youth. They want to come back when it's out of the growing season. They want to be able to come in the office. I think also because it is a youth-led business, they feel a sense of ownership that they have a responsibility to come into the office on the off-season and see how things are going. So really quick, just to discuss limitations, obviously this is a qualitative research study. Findings are not meant to be generalizable. We had a limited sample size, so this being a capstone research project, I didn't have a ton of time to recruit, and it was really busy at the end of the six-week internship, as you can imagine, so we only spoke to 10 youth. And then just that structured interview and focus group questions didn't really offer an opportunity for staff or youth to add things not addressed in our questions. So to conclude, we would say that Teens for Good is contributing to positive youth development. Teens are certainly learning work readiness skills, leadership skills. They talked a lot about confidence and sense of self. And teens also showed improved nutrition knowledge and healthy eating behaviors. We also think that teens participation has a positive influence on family nutrition habits, although this is something we would like to do a lot more research with. And certainly the program is positively impacting communities through increasing access to fresh, local, affordable produce. But we also think it's really important that it is contributing to things like neighborhood beautification, that communities are proud of their youth, and maybe it's contributing to some community social capital. And just to tie this all back, when we think about mentoring models to engage youth as active public health leaders, we would say Teens for Good is mentoring youth participants. They're gaining a deeper understanding of health issues in their community, especially food insecurity, and they're also learning farming, nutrition, and business skills to affect positive change, not only in themselves, but also in their communities. And thank you very much, and I think we'll open it up to questions at this point.